And welcome back on Husker Radio, KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Tristan Winder, glad to sit down with Nebraska State Senator Matt Williams from the Gothenburg area, joining us to recap the legislative session. Senator Williams, thank you for taking time for us, sir.
Well, absolutely. It's always a pleasure for me to visit with you and have a chance to inform the constituents and your listeners of what's going on in their Nebraska legislature.
Now, Senator Williams, before we talk about the legislative session a lot here, need to talk about the unique position that you find yourself in, sir. On the heels of redistricting, it was a drastic change for you as a representative in the Nebraska unicameral.
Well, it certainly was. We recognize that redistricting is something that we have to do every 10 years based on the population changes, and our state grows faster in the east than we do in our western rural areas, so it was kind of destined that we were going to transfer one district from the rural area to the Omaha area, in particular the Elkhorn, Gretna area. And at the end of the day, it made the most sense to use my district as the district that would do that. So I worked hard to get that done in a way that worked well. Dawson County now becomes part of the 44th legislative district. And that is a district that it fits well in and can be an anchor county in that district. And Custer County goes back to the 43rd district, which is where they used to be up until 10 years ago. And that puts them in a group of counties that they, again, will be in an anchor county for that group. So at the end of the day, it has been a little awkward for me because I continue to represent the people that elected me, which are the ones from primarily Dawson and Custer County and the north portion of Buffalo County. But I inherited a whole group of constituents around the Gretna area just west of Omaha. So I've been doing double duty this session.
Double duty in a number of ways for you, Senator Williams, as you're often one of the trio of individuals that will serve as president of the Nebraska legislature as well.
Well, I often had the opportunity to sit in the presiding officer's chair. I think that happens based on my experience of the rules and knowing how the system works and being able to continue getting us through the agenda on a daily basis. And that's something I enjoy doing and was pleased to do for our state.
This legislative session, definitely a successful one in a number of ways, Senator Williams. Want to talk a little bit about some rural workforce housing, a cause that you very much championed this legislative session.
Well, I'm very proud of what we have been able to do, recognizing that we have a critical workforce shortage in our state, and there are some issues that cause that, and one of those is the lack of housing that is available in most, if not all, of our rural communities. So if you're hiring a new teacher at the school, a new nurse at the hospital, a doctor, whatever, if they're going to move to your community, they have to have a place to live. So in 2017, I was able to bring to the floor LB 518, which addressed this issue and has been wildly successful across our state. We've built nearly 1,000 homes now across the rural parts of our state. There were three of these programs that were done in North Platte, so there's been significant benefit right there in your home base, but also Gothenburg, Cozad, Lexington, Broken Bow, and many other places have taken advantage of this. So this year, we were able to find funding to fund that program for five more years into the future. So I'm really pleased that the legislature recognized this is a critical issue and we stepped up to the plate and hopefully are continuing to try to solve the problem.
Yeah, definitely housing, a big issue. Another big issue that was discussed quite a bit on the legislative floor, Senator Williams, revolves around water. And I think Speaker Hilger said in his farewell address last week on the legislative floor that this could arguably be one of the best water sessions that's ever been had in the Nebraska unicameral.
Well, certainly in the 8 years that I've been there, there were more discussion concerning water this year than ever before. Part of it was because, things came together at the right time, meaning that we had the availability of some budget dollars and also some American Recovery Plan Act dollars to do things with. So the Perkins County Canal issue was one that came up, which is a big issue, and also the preservation of water through the use of the Platte River system with the expansion at McConaughey and at other areas in our state, including the research that's going to be done on the possibility of creating a large reservoir between Lincoln and Omaha along the Platte River. All of those things are done with the recognition that water is one of the most significant natural resources that we have, a natural resource that is important for people and also for agriculture. So I was really pleased that we were able to address some big issues in that area.
Some big issues for the western end of the state, too, along with the pre-mentioned Perkins County Canal Project, Senator Williams. And we talked a minute ago about the population swinging more and more out east. That could be out west a little bit more, thanks to some measures that you and your colleagues passed and have been signed into law by Governor Ricketts. I think specifically of some funding for a rail park based in Legislative District 42 and a North Platte-based meatpacking facility that, as you know just as well as anybody, is not only big for District 42, but the surrounding areas as well, including your home base in Dawson County.
Well, these are certainly projects that I was pleased that we're able to find funding and move forward. It is important that we take advantage of opportunities that we have to continue to stabilize the population and grow the population in the rural parts of our state. And we have to sometimes look outside the box and not try to just do what we've done before. And that's what we've done with rural workforce housing. That's what we've done with the rail park, the expansion of sustainable beef in North Platte. All of these projects are designed to help grow our state, which at the end of the day helps us all with spreading the tax load of the things that we need to do.
Again, Nebraska State Senator Matt Williams joining us here on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. And Senator Williams, you yourself, one of a handful of individuals that are term limited in the Nebraska legislature.
Yes, I've done my 8 years, done my time, so to speak. I think that term limits, personally, it would be nice if they were extended to an additional 4 years, because I think the experience that you have at the end of the time is valuable to keep. But it's been a real roller coaster for me. Lots of wonderful opportunities, but also a lot of hard work. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank my family, in particular my wife Susan, for all of the dedication that she's been given to help me with this process, and my kids and my grandkids, but also my family, my bank employees here in Gothenburg, Brady and Ansley, that have all stepped up and carried the load while I've been in Lincoln most of the time during the last 8 years.
And Senator Williams, as you look back on your time as a Nebraska State Senator, what stands out the most to you throughout these past years? And what's one thing that you look back on and you're really proud that you can hang your hat on as a member of the Nebraska legislature during this time?
Well, a lot of it hinges around legislation that I've been able to foster and pass, working hard on the tax issues, reducing property taxes while maintaining funding to our schools, which I think is desperately important. I think I've worked hard and passed legislation to make our schools safer. We've worked on the rural workforce housing issues and other economic development issues. So there's been a lot of things, but I would tell you at the end of the day, and I thought about this a lot leading up to my final day in the session last Wednesday, when I was able to always look at myself in the mirror in the morning and recognize that I was never compromising my beliefs and what I think was the right thing to do. And that's not easy at times. You know, you get conflicted. The issues that we deal with are complicated, especially those that deal with social issues that encroach on our rights as citizens, all those kind of things. But at the end of the day, I'm most proud of the fact that I was always able to maintain my credibility and do the right thing.
And Senator Williams, obviously some unfortunate news has really come to the attention of a lot of Nebraskans as of recent on the heels of the legislative session, with a longtime colleague of yours, Senator Pauls, passing away. And unfortunately, Senator Pauls missed a lot of the conclusion of the legislative session due to some illness that he really struggled with and battling as of recent.
Well, it's it's very sad news for those of us that consider ourselves not only colleagues, but friends of Senator Paul's. Rich served on the banking committee, of which I was chairman with, so we were close together on those issues. His office in the Capitol is right next to my office in the Capitol, so we often shared some time together there. And it was a sad day when we heard the news this week. And also want to just reach out to all of his family and let them know that we care about them and they are in our prayers.
One thing that really made this legislative session so unique, Senator Williams, especially for Western Nebraska and the entire state, was the swearing in of a new state senator while the legislative session was in full swing. And it's a senator that you yourself have known for a number of years, District 42 Representative Mike Jacobson.
Well, Senator Jacobson might be a new senator, but he's an old friend of mine, and I really appreciate Mike and Julie's friendship. They have been friends of my wife's and mine for many years because we've shared a lot of the same kind of things. We're both past presidents of the Nebraska Bankers Association, have served on many committees together, and I would tell you, Mike hit the legislative floor with both feet on the ground and very solid going forward. He was ready to go. I was very pleased to see the governor make that appointment. He advocated strongly for the things that we need to have for rural Nebraska, including some of the things we talked about, the rural workforce housing, the rail project in North Platte, of course, the sustainable beef and other issues with economic development. He's a strong conservative voice for North Platte, and I'm hoping that he is reelected and he can continue serving in the body.
Now, Senator Williams, although you are term limited, must verify that your legislative staff still working at this time, and you yourself are still representing people, even though the legislature not necessarily in full swing and in session.
Well, absolutely. I think people think that we, once the session is over, the responsibilities disappear, and I would tell you that is not the case. I've had three speaking engagements this week talking about legislative things across my district and across the state. We will continue to have some committee hearings through the interim period of time, and I will continue trying to help constituents solve their issues and prepare whoever is next to fill this role to be ready to hit the ground running in January. So there's a lot still to do, and I'm looking forward to that.
And Senator Williams, if anybody wants to get in contact with you as a Nebraska State Senator, how can they do so, sir?
Well, there are two ways. First of all, the easiest way is to contact my office at the state capitol. And, you know, we have our office staff there that is ready to go. The best way to do that is either call or use email, mwilliams@leg.ne.gov is the best way there. And we're very responsive to try to meet the needs of our constituents.
Yeah, and although the legislative chambers might be a little bit quieter, the state capitol might be a little bit quieter right now, legislative staffs are still fully working 8 to 5 Monday through Friday down there at the capitol.
That's correct, and there's a lot of business that still is needing to get taken care of. You know, we do the legislative work, which I think is what people think about, but there's also a lot of help that we give to constituents, connecting them with the right people at state government to help them with an issue that they might have, helping them understand the process of the legislature and how that works. Providing them with information and insight into things is a lot of what we do as state senators.
Senator Williams, anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
Well, I'm just pleased that at the end of the day, I've been able to, I think, been a contributing factor to the legislature during these 8 years and represented the people in a professional, conservative manner, which is the Nebraska values that I hold and that my constituents hold.
Senator Williams, very much appreciate the time and congratulations on the successful conclusion of the legislature and your time down at the state capitol.
Thank you very much.